Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail." But sometimes, no matter how much planning is involved, a task can still veer comically far off its intended outcome. From hilarious failed attempts at deception to jaw-dropping scuba dive surprises, let's check out some plans that definitely didn't go as expected.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
When it comes to planning sneaky ways to defy their significant others, men can get pretty creative at times. Unfortunately, though, sometimes these plans simply aren't well thought out enough to fool their wives for long. This was the case for one man from Taiwan in December 2020 when he purchased a PlayStation 5 despite his wife forbidding him to. Attempting to make the most of the fact that the design of the PS5 looks undeniably like some kind of air purifier, he told his other half that the mysterious new device in their living room was exactly that. And, hilariously, it worked for a while, until she figured out the truth. While the exact details of how the deception unraveled were not revealed, perhaps the realization occurred when his wife noticed most air purifiers aren't controlled by a PlayStation controller, nor can you play Call of Duty on them. However it unfolded, the unfortunate fellow was forced to watch in horror as his wife sold the console online for a painfully low price. All in all, the sneaky plan probably seemed smarter in the man's head than it was in reality. But for an idea that's great in both theory and practice, follow the Be Amazed for more fascinating and hilarious fact-based content. Now let's get back to some plans that weren't quite so flawless. When one casual golfer in Kent, England, attempted to tee off at the 6th hole of his local course, his sporting plans were thwarted by an unexpected adversary. As he prepared to take a swing, his golf ball was knocked off the tee by a pesky magpie. While magpies are known for being naturally curious, it seemed this one had more of a mischievous streak. The man shared a video showing that the bird knocked the ball off again and again, then retreated a little before doing it again. Thankfully, the magpie let him tee off eventually, rather than pursuing this poor soul for the rest of his golfing career. Though I'm sure he'll be keeping an ear out for the flapping of wings next time he hits the greens. In 2019, Reddit user Mr. Shine shared their story of a sneaky plan that got way out of hand. When Mr. Shine was working as the editor for a low-budget magazine, money was too tight to be able to afford to hire a fashion correspondent. But with fashion being an ever-popular topic, it needed coverage. So Mr. Shine came up with a plan. He would work as the correspondent, but to make it seem the magazine had really hired a fashion writer, he'd pen the articles under a female name. The plan went great for several months, and the fake female writer's articles were well received. That was, until she was invited to attend a clothing launch event. Seemingly unwilling to either pull a full Mrs. Doubtfire or come clean, Mr. Shine's entire ruse came to an end, and he hung up his pen name for good. Which is a shame because he totally could have just pretended his female name was given to him by his parents with no respect for his dignity. Now, when you're suffering from minor bodily pain, an aspirin can work wonders. Unfortunately, the efforts of Reddit user Cat of the Essence to remedy a headache were foiled in the worst possible way when she fumbled around for painkillers late at night. She grabbed a pill bottle, popped the lid, and sunk a couple aspirins, ready for relief. But any relief was soon replaced by horror when she realized the error she'd made. Being exhausted from a long day, she'd failed to realize that instead of aspirin, she'd picked up something with a very similar label and very similar-looking pills. They were, in fact, laxatives. She only realized her blunder when the sudden, powerful urge to empty her bowels struck her an hour later. So instead of being able to go to bed pain-free for a much-needed sleep, she was confined to the toilet. And the worst part? She still had a headache. Now let's talk about some funny geopolitics. In the 1980s, historian Roy Duncan delved into the origins of something he and many others assumed to be a myth about the Isles of Scilly. Expecting to disprove a local legend, he never could have guessed the outcome of his research. The myth held that, back in 1651, a state of war was declared between the Netherlands and the Isles of Scilly, a small archipelago off the coast of Cornwall, England. This war, rumor had it, had never been officially resolved with a peace treaty, despite no combat ever occurring between the two for over 300 years. So, when Roy Duncan set out to apply a historian's scrutiny to the matter, he was confident it was simply a silly old wives' tale. But after some thorough research, he was shocked to find that the absurd-seeming claim was, in fact, absolutely true. His research proved that war had indeed been declared between the two unlikely foes during the English Civil War. This occurred after the Netherlands demanded reparation for damage caused to their naval fleet by the English Royalist forces. At this point, the Royalists were losing the Civil War against the English parliamentarians, and they'd been forced to retreat to the Isles of Scilly. This was where the Netherlands Navy closed in on them, and when their demands for reparations were refused, Dutch Lieutenant Admiral Martin Harpertszoontromp declared war on the Isles of Scilly. That declaration of war, it turned out, had never been resolved. So Roy Duncan invited a Dutch ambassador to visit the island to finally resolve the so-called conflict. He agreed to come, joking that it must have been terrifying for the Scilly residents to know the Dutch could have attacked at any moment. Peace was officially declared on the 17th of April, 1986, exactly 335 years after the declaration of one of the longest and least bloody wars in history. While intending to prove an absurd claim was little more than legend, Roy Duncan inadvertently both uncovered and helped resolve an active war. Next up, when you think of robots, you probably imagine futuristic marvels of technology. That was the kind of optimistic thinking on the minds of St. Louis City authorities back in 2016 when they deployed a robot to deal with a potential bomb threat. However, even with the advanced engineering responsible for the little wheeling robot's mission, it proved some way off being a viable permanent replacement for real manpower. Its mission started off strong, trundling along to the scene with confidence, aiming to prevent any humans needing to be put at risk. The robot, however, soon learned the real world can be a cruel mistress and, minutes later, was pictured having fallen over on a hill. Luckily, the bomb threat proved nothing more than a package left unattended, but hopefully the next time the robot is needed, it'll be a little better at navigating basic terrain. Now, when someone takes a joke too far, it's usually the person telling the joke. For America's legendary late-night talk show host Johnny Carson, however, one of his jokes was taken too far by his audience, who failed to realize he was making a joke at all. On a 1973 episode of The Tonight Show, Johnny jokingly announced that America was facing an acute toilet paper shortage. He was, in reality, merely exaggerating for comic effect one congressman's statement that there may potentially be a shortage of toilet paper within a few months. The congressman was only referring to commercial toilet paper, though, for soldiers and bureaucrats, not the stuff used by the public and sold in stores. However, Johnny didn't specify this in his joke, and as a result, huge swathes of his massive 20 million-strong audience flocked to grocery stores to bulk buy. In a toilet paper panic comparable to the Great TP Scare of 2020, citizens across the United States raided the shelves of wiping paper en masse. The effect was so substantial that, in New York City, an actual shortage was triggered and shelves didn't return to their usual, fully stocked levels for another 3 weeks. Carson eventually clarified on a later episode of The Tonight Show that he'd been joking and apologized for accidentally causing a toilet paper shortage. When compared to the toilet paper carnage of 2020, it just goes to show, even nearly 50 years on, people don't change all that much, especially when wiping's involved.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's, with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
According to an Australian man who features in a viral video, there's nothing better than a beer and some snags. For non-Aussies in the audience, a snag means a sausage, preferably barbecued. But when this relaxed Aussie shared his evening's relaxation on camera with the world, his snag was snagged by someone who hadn't received an invite to the sausage party. With perfect comedic timing, a nearby bird, a kookaburra, swoops past and makes a steal, having caught sight of the tasty snag.
Oh no!
Unsurprisingly, the snag gang are left equal parts baffled and amused by the flyby robbery. But then again, when it comes to a BBQ, you should always share the wealth, right? When kids are involved, any occasion that would otherwise be simple fun can rapidly devolve into total pandemonium. One family from North Carolina realized this fact in June 2020 when they attempted to take a nice family trip to a drive-through zoo. All was going well until a group of friendly cattle approached the car and stuck their curious heads through the open windows. While the cattle were harmless, the kids in the car didn't see it that way and began screaming, resulting in scenes of total, utter chaos. The kid's aunt can be seen crying with uncontrollable laughter in the passenger seat while their grandma tries desperately to regain control, encouraging the kids to shoo the animals away. What's more, the kid in the front quickly becomes nauseated by the pungent smell of the cattle and throws up off camera on his aunt's lap, who continues crying with laughter nonetheless. Never before has a plan diverged so drastically from a nice, calm family trip to the zoo into such uninhibited chaos. Well, at least without someone being eaten by an animal, when it comes time for the final curtain call and you cease to be alive, there's at least one positive. It tends to mean that nothing bad will ever happen to you again, seeing as your life is over. But one unfortunate member of the recently deceased club had one final bad day after they kicked the bucket back in 2013. Captured on camera in Drogheda, Ireland, a coffin can be seen dangling out of the hearse that was supposed to transfer the occupants safely to their final resting place. As if they hadn't already been through enough. As it turned out, the undertaker had failed to properly clamp the coffin in the hearse, causing it to shoot out the back window when he accelerated from a set of traffic lights. You'll be pleased to know the person who snapped the pic did get out of their car and help the undertaker, who must have been feeling quite distressed to say the least. But not before snapping up a pic that perfectly epitomizes dark humor. To make this slightly less bleak, let's just pretend there's a vampire in that coffin trying to make a break for freedom, shall we? Now, one of the worst times for a plan to go badly wrong is when someone's actively trying to do something to improve themselves. particularly when they're trying to make themselves a bit nicer on the eyes. A couple of instances of people trying to make themselves look better with the extreme opposite effect have occurred in recent years, all thanks to hair dye. Many hair dyes, unfortunately, contain a chemical called paraphenylenediamine, which for some people causes severe irritation and allergic reactions. Unfortunately, many people who eventually suffer allergic reactions to this chemical don't tend to encounter it until they slather it all over the top of their head as they attempt to dye their hair. As a result, something they didn't even know they were allergic to brings on a crazy reaction, resulting in people actually looking like Jimmy Neutron with massive heads. The extreme swelling occurs as the body's immune system reacts to the allergen, triggering fluids to accumulate under the skin. Because so much of the chemical is used in covering the entire scalp for hair dyeing, the swelling occasionally reaches these ridiculous proportions. Most of these unfortunate reactions result in a very embarrassed trip to the ER to be treated until the unlucky individual's head returns to non-Squidward proportions. So, if a new hair color is calling out to you, test a tiny amount first before you cover your head with something that might turn you into a human balloon. For someone without the necessary special awareness or pedal control, the simple task of parking a car can quickly turn into a total disaster. That's what happened to one Californian motorist who hit the accelerator instead of the brakes inside a multi-story car park in 2018. While driving straight through the guardrails five stories up would usually mean certain death, they had some serious luck on their side. Suspended by the strong metal cables, the car was prevented from plummeting to the ground, and the driver was miraculously unharmed. Another case of appalling pedal control with an ironic twist occurred in 2017 in New Jersey, when a woman literally drove through the wall of a drive-thru pharmacy. Either she made a serious blunder in hitting the wrong pedal, or she seriously misunderstood the concept of a drive-thru. On the bright side, the parking space fit like a glove. Then there's a stupid guy whose plan for a nice day of cycling after parking up went totally awry after he forgot the bikes were secured to his roof. On the bright side, once he got the bikes detached, at least he had an alternative vehicle to ride home on. Now, lastly, there are a lot of things that can go wrong when scuba diving, many of which are plainly terrifying. But one scuba diver had his plans go slightly astray in a way that was more cute than frightening in May 2020. While diving off the coast of Northumberland, England, Ben Burville encountered a pair of friendly, curious seals and attempted to capture their encounter. What he didn't account for, though, was the interest one of the seals would take in his scuba hood. While the other distracted him with its cute, whiskery face, the more mischievous seal attempted to make the hood its own, much to the diver's surprise. Footage from the encounter shows that the seal clearly liked the hood, but was disappointed to find it was securely attached. Thankfully, it lost interest after a moment because with its sharp, jagged teeth, the aquatic mammal probably could have made off with it anyway if it really wanted. But the seal was either too polite or just decided the hood wasn't quite their color. Either way, I'm sure the diver was relieved not to have to argue against those chompers. Have you ever had any plans go spectacularly astray? I planned to fly a balloon all the way to Mars, but I got stopped by the local police. Maybe next time I will try and fly there in a plane. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. show.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.